Gary Neil, the St Michael's manager, 3-5 to 8 victory over Glenswilly down here at the Bridge. That was a battle, but your team came out the right side of it.
Yeah, we came out the right side tonight, which is a nice start to the championship. Just with the whole COVID crack and things, it's made life a wee bit difficult in the GAA surroundings, but it's great to two league games played, we've got their victories there, and then it's great then to continue that on with a victory tonight. And poor enough conditions, but the players did well.
Yeah, I suppose there wasn't much between it in the first half, 1-2 to 5 points. Then Glenswilly got a penalty in the second half. Your young goalkeeper, Oisin Cannon, pulled off a brilliant save to deny Michael Murphy.
Yeah, it was probably going to be, that probably was the turning point in the second half for us. It gave us a lift after Oisin made a great save from the penalty. If Michael put that in there, I think it could have been a wee different story and stuff, and it would have put us in the back foot a bit and put a bit more pressure. But as you know yourself, once goalkeepers save a penalty like that, it lifts the rest of the team, and Oisin did well.
Yeah, and in the last 10 minutes, two goals for Colin McFadden. He seems to be a great goal getter. He seems to score nearly a 3-pointer in every game.
Yeah, Colin, he's very quick, very sharp. He's got a good eye for goal once he gets in on the one-on-one situation, and he did well tonight, and it definitely gave us a wee bit of more breathing space at the end of the game, and especially that third one, I think, just gave us a wee bit of a break at the end, the last 5 minutes there. But Colin did very well as well, coming from the wings and things, so no, plenty more to come from him as well, though.
Yeah, good defensive effort, kept Michael Murphy reasonably well shackled. Jamie Hunter, a great game in cornerback.
Yeah, everybody knows Michael's, how big of a talent Michael is for Donegal and the county scene, never mind what he is like for club. We asked LP Ferry there to take up the responsibility to try and mark him. He did very, very well. LP's trained there for that. So Jamie was very good in the cornerback as well, kept his discipline very well for us, and the two fellas worked out well and kept it with no goals, which was the target at the start of the game.
I suppose one disappointing note was Michael Langan hobbling off with an injury. How serious is that?
Yeah, it's hard to know immediately how serious it is. He's got a knock there in the ankle, just when a fella landed on top of him. But he's limped off. I was speaking to him there, and he's just going to try and get on the physio bed and see where it's at. So hopefully we'll know a bit more in the next few days.
How important was it to get that victory in the first night out, Gary?
Championship set out, we know who round 2 is, we don't know who round 3, round 4 is, so you don't know round 3, round 4 could be really, really difficult fixtures for every club, so it's very important to get that first victory, get the first 2 points on the board, and then try and make that and progress that and move things on. So we're delighted to get the 2 points at home at the Bridge and things as well, and great confidence booster here for the community.
And you've Milford next week, you've had a couple of tight games with them over the last couple of years. How do you think that'll play out?
Milford never make it, never let it be an easy result over there. They're very hard to beat on their own home ground, tight small pitch and things, and there are plenty of runners, and they're a good quality team as well, so they'll be out to prove a point. We got our results off them last year, so no doubt they'll be out to make amends to that next week.